1047 WBIL, Bruce Elliott Show. 410-467-WBIL, Spiro Lancaster, a candidate for Maryland governor. Libertarian Party is here with us in studio. 410-467-WBIL for your questions or comments to the phones we go. Chris is in Baltimore. Chris, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. Thank you.
You mentioned you don't want to be in a society where the your kids have to go by drug dealers on the way to school, and the guy four lockers down doesn't have drugs. But unfortunately, that is what the society is now.
Well, I know. And thus, as a parent, I am concerned about any loosening of the controls on drugs that are nominally difficult to get a hold of fear that they'll explode in the culture. What you're saying is that that's not a legitimate concern, Chris.
No, by legalizing them, you could control them more. I think kids smoke pot because it's easier to get than alcohol. And by legalizing it, the government could take more control. But not that I'm all for government control, but this is an area where it could make it more difficult for our children to get.
I understand the philosophical point of view. And, Spear, I understand the philosophical point of view. I'm just not quite sure that that's actually the way it plays out. Chris, thanks for your call.
Sure.
Spear, you can make a comment on that.
Yeah, well, I think Chris is absolutely correct. After 40 years of the so-called war on drugs and the war on poverty and the war on everything else, the track record is we're not solving it. And as Chris says, these youngsters, particularly in the city, are faced with drugs constantly. So I think we could do a better job by what Chris suggests.
All right, back to the phones, 410-467-WBAL. Manda is in Ellicott City. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I have a question from this gentleman, and that would be considering the fact that he said that he was a Democrat. He's now a libertarian. Is he running to take votes away from Bob Ehrlich and help KKT win?
Well, there's a fair observation, Matt. Thank you for your call. And Spear, that's always a concern when somebody takes a look at a third-party candidate. The way our electoral system works is if people perceive that you are more conservative or in one fashion or another than Bob Ehrlich, that a vote for you, if what they really want is to have somebody who is more conservative than the Democratic candidate in power, simply takes votes away from a potential winning candidate.
Well, that's an interesting question, and I get it fairly frequently. Number one, if you took 100 Democrats and said, here's what libertarians stand for, what do you think? You would find that most Democrats are libertarians when it comes to the social issues. And when you take 100 Republicans and say, here's what libertarians stand for, what do you think? And about 70% of the Republicans would say they're libertarians. So libertarians are actually in the center. And again, one of the things that appeals to me about the Libertarian Party is that we don't have the radicals on either end that is dominating our party, such as the two major parties. But the main thing I want to mention to this young lady is not that we're taking votes, is that we're going to activate voters. One-third of the potential voters do not register, and half of those who register do not vote. So we're talking about 66% of the people sitting on the sidelines. And in the recent polls, you're finding 14 to 15% of the people are undecided. And what that's really telling you is we haven't given the voters a choice. And if you go to the grocery store, the other day I counted over 100 brands of salad dressings on a Safeway. We have choices. In politics, we have no choice. We've got one party with two branches.
Spear, you actually took the time to count the salad dressing?
I actually did.
Let me tell you why I did.
I had my son with me, and people say to me, well, do we want more parties? Would that confuse the voters? And I said to my son, the first time this happened was about 8 months ago. I was petitioning, and a voter said to me, if we put too many people on the ballot, it'll confuse the voters. I had to go to the men's room. I was at a Safeway. And the men's room was being used, so I stood there and looked at the milk. There was quarts and half gallons and gallons and skim milk and 2% and 1% and whole milk and lactose milk and soy milk. And I went outside after that when people asked me that question and said, do you have trouble buying milk? Is it a tough decision?
But Spear, the system's different. With all due respect, the system in this country is, in essence, in elections, winner takes all. We don't have a proportional democracy here. I mean, this is not the Italian system. This is not the British system where you have voting by parties and then proportional representation in this kind of circumstance. It's a winner-take-all circumstance where if there are two candidates, whichever candidate gets 50% plus one vote ends up governor. And thus, any third party runs the risk of drawing votes away from one of those two parties, whichever it might be. You know, if you're a Ralph Nader Green Party kind of guy, you're going to, I mean, the argument 2 years ago was that Nader cost Al Gore the election. And if you're running a Pat Buchanan campaign at the national level, then the argument is going to be, well, you're going to draw votes away from the Republican base. And in a winner-take-all circumstance, it isn't quite the same, is it, as buying quarts of milk or different kinds of salad dressing, because one is determining who is the most viable candidate whose positions are the closest or most tolerable for me to vote for. Sure. And that's, I mean, and look, I think that the new parties cropping up, that's great. I mean, once upon a time we had the Whig Party here. They don't exist anymore. New parties do crop up. But you have to make a compelling argument, don't you, that a vote for a Libertarian, it's not just a protest vote or a statement vote. It's a vote for a potential winning candidate.
Yeah, I think a vote for Libertarians can be many things. It could be, number one, a message to the old-line politicians that what you're doing is not satisfactory. And I think that's very important. People say to me, if I vote for you, I'll waste my vote. I laugh when they tell me that. I said, when I voted straight Democratic ticket, I was 55 and my taxes doubled and my liberties were cut in half, I did worse than wasted my vote. I sent the message that I was happy. And I had no one to complain to but myself, because I should have gone out and at least gone independent, or at least voted against the stream to let these people know that I was not happy with what was happening.
All right, let's go back to the phones, 410-467-WBAL. Chris is in Greenbelt. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bruce. Good morning, Spear. My question is simply, these polls that are being done with Elric and KKT and these campaign forum, right?
Yes.
When you hear somebody, when somebody gets polled, they're asked, who are you voting for, Kathleen Kennedy Townsend or Bob Ehrlich? Shouldn't they actually be using the ballot that's going to be out there and saying, who are you going to be voting for, Kathleen Kennedy Townsend, Ehrlich, or Spear?
Yeah. Well, I talked with Patrick Gonzalez yesterday, and he says that in his next poll we will definitely be on. I also talked to the president of Potomac Incorporated, and he told me that somehow or another, he was rather apologetic. He said, I got my information from the Baltimore Sun. What is so phenomenal is we were the first certified candidate on the ballot by the State Board of Elections. We were actually certified because we had to go out and spend almost 2 years getting almost 40,000 petitions just to get on the ballot. So if anyone has a right to be on the ballot and has earned a right, it's certainly the Libertarians. And as a Libertarian, it's frustrating because I have had recently some nice press release from Associated Press. We got some nice articles. We were on the front page of three newspapers in Southern Maryland. But the two biggies in the Baltimore, Washington market have actually gone out of their way to ignore us. And what can I say?
Chris, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Let's grab one more call for you, Spear, before we lose you. Dan is in Severna Park. Dan, good morning.
Well, good morning, Bruce, and thank you for having Spear on this morning. I must give you full disclosure. I'm his media coordinator for the campaign.
I recognize the voice.
At the very beginning of the conversation, Bruce, you asked Spear about the differences between himself and the other candidates, and just because I don't want the conversation to end this morning without going deeply into a couple of very important areas, asked Spear if he would talk about juvenile justice and boot camps, and also about education and the Prince George's County fiasco. And Spear, if you could take that to the end of the show, that'll be a wonderful show. And thanks again, Bruce, for letting us on this morning.
Dan, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Spear, we got about a minute and a half.
Okay.
On the side.
Well, now on a boot camp thing, what fascinates me is that we have admitted to brutalizing almost 900 children, and the reason we know it, we paid them off millions of dollars. And this didn't happen one day, and it didn't happen by one guard. This was repeatedly done by guards under the jurisdiction of one of the candidates and under the jurisdiction of the state of Maryland.
Supervision. Yeah.
And what I tell people is if I go out and beat my neighbor's kid and break his arm or knock his teeth out, what would happen? And, of course, they all tell me exactly what would happen. And I said, what if you beat your own kid? And the same thing. I have not seen one grand jury convene to do anything about it. We have a double standard. And both candidates claim that they're going to go back and fix it and continue this. I mean, when I was 14, if you'd have smacked me around and you think that in a couple of years I'm going to get out and say, boy, I really appreciated that. I'm going to get a job, raise a family, and be a good citizen. I got news for you. You're kidding. The schools are my number one. Actually, I say it's number one, number two, number three. We've doubled the amount of money in the past 30 years. In actual money, we're number one in the world. Even when you take out, which, by the way, the state of Maryland says they're spending $7,500, it's closer to $9,000 because they're not counting a lot of things like the capital cost of buildings. But when you take all of that out and you factor in what they're getting, the SATs are dropping, the graduation rates are dropping, and they say, well, we need more money for the teachers. When I ask people, what do you think the top teachers get in Montgomery County, they're shocked when I tell them it's $95,000. And if that isn't enough to get the job done, I refer them back to Democracy in America by Tocqueville in 1840s when 95% of the people were literate and there weren't any government schools.
Spiro Lancaster, thank you very much for your time this morning. I appreciate it. The links, folks, are on our website. If you go to WBIL.com, you can get a link to the Libertarian site and to the candidacy of Spiro Lancaster. As we head toward 11 o'clock, Dr. Jim...